RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Second and 10 Chargers from their 44. Herbert shotgun. Here's the snap. Herbert has time. Throws downfield over the middle and intercepted by Stingley. He takes it across the 30, and he's down at the 34-yard line. Two picks in the game for Derek Stingley Jr. Four picks on the night for the Texans.
That's the best corner in the National Football League, an interception that Derek Stingley had in the Texans' 32-12 win over the Los Angeles Chargers in last year's playoffs. The Texans play the Chargers tomorrow in Los Angeles. I'm Paul Gallant. He is Chris Partee. We are sitting in for John and Reggie on this Football Friday. Lots of other NFL games to talk about, but big game for the Houston Texans. If not from a we control our own destiny perspective as far as winning the division, definitely as far as them. If they win, they're in. So yep. There's that, but there's also this. This is what I'm looking for, because I do think that if they do not win tomorrow, that they will win their season finale against old man Philip Rivers.
Old man Rivers.
And the Indianapolis Colts. Even if it is one of those do or die games where the Colts actually, if they win, could make the playoffs. They're going to have to beat the Jaguars Sunday for that scenario to be possible. I think if the Texans are able to once again handle Justin Herbert, they will show that they are quarterback proof. There is not one quarterback in the AFC that I'm going to at least go into a game the Texans play against thinking that this guy is going to do what he wants. I have seen enough already when it comes to how the Texans have handled Josh Allen, when they have handled Patrick Mahomes. Even if Patrick Mahomes isn't the same guy, they gave him, I think, a lot of troubles over the last three times that they have played him. And they obviously took care of business against Justin Herbert. Lamar Jackson, a different story, but he's not going to be in the playoffs. You would think they're out, right? Yeah, they're out. Wait, hang on. They have a slim chance, but Lamar Jackson's out right now.
I'm going to say the Ravens are done.
So if the Ravens are done, what quarterback in the AFC scares you as a Texans fan? None.
Yeah,
and if the Texans handle Justin Herbert again on Saturday, Chris, I feel like it's further proof of that. This is a team that just cannot be taken down by a quarterback.
Yeah.
They can be taken down by themselves in their own offensive struggles.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at it, you look at the top two seeds. You got Denver as the number one seed currently, and then New England is the number two. They both got really young quarterbacks. Those guys are in their first couple of years in the league.
Drake May has not gone up against a defense like this season.
No.
He hasn't. And the Patriots have some offensive line questions of their own right now with Will Campbell, their early pick this year, dealing with an injury. He's on the injured reserve now. We'll see if he's back for the playoffs. But I feel pretty good about the Texans defense's chances to slow down every quarterback in the game. They might have their occasional big play allowed, like you saw.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's gonna happen. It's going to happen sometimes.
There's a very high bar for the Texans defense to drag them all the way to the Super Bowl. And it's really about, can the offense take a step forward now that they're on Sunday going to have to roll out a different offensive line because Trent Brown is out And we'll see if Ariante Ursary plays. He was at the very least at practice.
Yes. I mean, you got Josh Allen. They don't fear him, obviously. They've done work against Josh Allen.
They are his kryptonite.
Yeah, and then you got Aaron Rodgers, who's experienced. But, I mean, they're probably not going to play meet the Steelers unless they get the five seed. Could meet the Steelers if they get the five seed.
For sure. And Rodgers is, for his part, actually playing pretty well.
Playing all right.
All things considered. Yeah. But if this was old Aaron Rodgers, I'd have a healthy level of respect.
Yeah, of course you'd be a little terrified. But
this Aaron Rodgers, this Steelers team, I think the Texans defense wins every single time. So if the Texans take care of business against Justin Herbert on Saturday, I think it's just further proof that the defense is the best in the league.
Really, from there, it's just the Jaguars and Trevor Lawrence. Like, that's really, as far as getting in the playoffs, that's really the only quarterback, and they play him every year.
And they've done pretty well against Trevor Lawrence, right?
They play him twice every year.
I think that the Jaguars are an intriguing game because they are playing a lot better of late. We'll see what happens Sunday against the Colts, but they, under Liam Cohen, have figured out that offensively, yes, Trevor Lawrence is someone that we're going to need to have be as consistent as possible. Credit to him, the last 2 weeks, 10 touchdowns combined, zero interceptions. But the running game that they have, they figured it out this year. Travis Etienne and all the other guys that they throw out there, was it Bashaul Tuten, amongst others?
Yeah.
They have figured out how to run the football, and they've also got a massive chip on their shoulder because no one respects them because they're from Jacksonville.
And they've been letting us know about it, too. Mm. They've been all over social media. Nobody respects us.
Nobody believes in us.
Yeah. We don't need you.
I don't mind them pulling that card. Really don't. Use whatever card you can.
Motivation. Whatever. Yeah. Whatever you need, use it.
Mm-hmm.
That means it's going to work, but just use it. It's working right now. Will it work in the playoffs and moving forward? I mean, we'll see.
713-572-4610. Paul Gallant, Chris Partee, In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Sitting in for John and for Reggie. Merry Christmas to one and all. We've got Christiana calling in. Christiana, what's up?
What up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. It's Christina.
Sorry about that.
Sorry, Christina.
Yeah, that's my bad. I've been here since 4 a.m. Come on, Colin. Me some slack. Come on.
Yeah, no problem. Well, hey, I was just reflecting on the Texans game from the playoffs last year, and I remember my heart just starting to sink into my chest all through the first quarter looking at the offense, and it really didn't look good at all. Until that busted play when CJ threw that beautiful pass to Hutchinson, and things really turned around then. Of course, the defense was handling themselves quite well, and I think our Texans D is even better this year. So not worried about that, but I feel like it's which version of Texans offense is going to show up. You know, I love my Texans, but it's like, okay, you guys got to bring your A game, and you know, if CJ manages to do some of those turning busted plays into great passes, you know, third down, maybe something to Dalton Schultz, or even I'm looking for Cade Stover to have a pretty good game. Ooh. Like, he could be, like, you know, an undiscovered weapon there. That, you know, and even the interview right before the halftime, D'Amico last year was, hey, what's the difference now? And he goes, hey, CJ showed up. CJ is the difference. I feel like if he's going into this game with that kind of I can't lose mentality, I think Texas can pull away with a win, you know, living rent free and in Herbert's head right now.
For sure.
Those interceptions last year. So, yeah, go Texans.
Appreciate the phone call, Christina.
Thanks, Christina.
They do own Justin Herbert right now.
Yeah.
Herbert's clearly thinking about the playoff game. He should. He's using that as motivation himself. I feel great about the Texas defense, regardless, against Justin Herbert. It is a matter of the offense being consistent.
Yeah.
And
everybody knows that.
Stroud is capable of more, and it's one of the things that makes me frustrated with some of the struggles that he's had. I understand you might not like the offensive coordinator, and the offensive line is constantly shuffling parts, and maybe the personnel around him isn't the best possible, but you got one of the best receivers in the league in Nico Collins.
But they got some pretty good personnel, though.
And you got Dalton Schultz as a damn good tight end as far as the safety, you know, check down or just, hey, listen, he's going to be open over 7 yards. Get him 7 yards, set up a second and short, a third and short situation. But once again, they're rolling into a game with another variation of the offensive line. That's been the story of the last couple of seasons. And they've been better this year than in years past, but No Trent Brown. It felt like once Trent Brown started playing for the Texans that the offensive line became passable. Can it be Came passable together, yeah. without Brown out there and with potentially Arianti Ursary out as well? Because if Ursary's out, that might force you to put someone on the field that it seems like the Texans don't even want to see on the field, even in those jumbo situations. And it's Blake Fisher. Well, I mean, listen, the guy was a second-round pick last year. And
he was going there.
That's where he plays, is as the jumbo player. And sometimes when he gets on the field, he forgets to check in and gets called for illegal formation. And I get it. Like, there have been times where maybe you could argue, oh, yeah, he actually did line up at on time. But I don't know, man. I'm looking at this version of the Texans offense. Is C.J. Stroud going to have confidence behind this new version of the offensive line? We will see on Saturday. If he can't have a good game, and if it looks a little bit more like what we saw from him against the Cardinals, I will certainly be feeling a lot better about his ability to be consistent in the playoffs.
Yeah.
This is a Chargers defense that is very good at getting after the quarterback. They will do it in a variety of different ways. And when you got an offensive line that is once again shuffling parts, it's going to be on CJ to remain confident, to remain calm, stand in the pocket, do all of his reads, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And throw the football to the open guys and not make mistakes, because the defense is going to take care of business.
Yeah, now, we've talked about it already multiple times, but this offense, it's not consistent, but CJ is capable of making those plays when he needs to make them.
Correct.
But you just said it. You want to see more consistency.
Yeah.
You have to see more consistency. We can't just keep relying. They can't rely just on him to make plays when they need to all the time. Because eventually, you might not make those plays.
Exactly.
When you have to have them.
Yeah. I mean, if you're trying to force it, and then all of a sudden, what happens there? We all know he's capable of more. And I mean, I feel like it's for imagine Texas fans out there that are listening. It's Groundhog Day every single day, going into every single Football Friday. Well, could the offense be consistent? Because we know the defense can't. Defense shuts down Herbert on Saturday. I'm going to feel like, hey, this defense can't be stopped by any quarterback in the AFC. Can't be beaten by any quarterback in the AFC. But here we are.
Is that going to be enough, though? That's the question.
No, you need.
Is that going to be enough?
You need Stroud to play better than he played on Sunday, where he was inaccurate and felt like he was trying a little bit too hard to do too much.
Yeah. Yeah. The defense, we know it's great, but I've said this before, and I think we're long past those days where you can just depend on a defense. You need your quarterback, and you need your offense to come along for the ride a little bit. Just be consistent at it. That's what they haven't had for a couple years now, is the consistency offensively.
Right. How do you get that consistency?
That is the question. How do you get that? Where does it come from?
It should be from the quarterback. Of all people.
It should be. Okay, but then that also, he's a direct link to the offensive coordinator.
Correct.
So it all ties together.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it going to come from? I mean, and we're in week 17 now.
Can we just get a 300-yard, 3-touchdown performance from C.J. Stroud on Saturday?
No interceptions. Yeah. No fumbles.
Can we just get one of those? I just want a little
wind in my
sails.
Might be asking a lot.
It is asking a lot,
be asking a lot.
Especially if they're juggling the offensive line again. But I think everyone just wants some wind in their sales going into the playoffs, because 7 wins in a row is really impressive.
It is.
And I know there's a lot of people out there, oh, you're naysaying, you're being negative. Sure, but it's because
a lot of fans agree, though.
Yeah.
A lot of fans agree.
We've seen this team be on about the same level for now almost 3 straight years, and you're waiting for that next step, because even if you can't appreciate all the good that you've seen, you always want more.
Yeah.
We're Americans, baby.
Well, Here's the glass half full side. This team started 0-3, right? They still have an opportunity to win 12 games.
That's true.
They won 10 the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. They have an opportunity to win 12 this year. So, in theory, they
take that step forward.
You're improving. You're taking a step forward. But now you got to get to the AFC title game. Mm-hmm. Let's just be honest. Even if you don't win the division, people expect AFC title game this year, because the last 2 years you got to the divisional round and you lost.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you won a playoff game. That's great. But what's the next step? AFC title game.
Get there.
That's what has to happen this year.
Or else. I'm just kidding. I'm not.
But there should be an or else, though. That's where they need to be next.
This AFC is open. I know a lot of people are looking at some of the teams at the top and saying, wow, look at that record. But I think most Texans fans are probably saying, okay, Texans would have beaten the Broncos if they had C.J. Stroud the whole
Records
game.
Records can be deceiving sometimes.
The Broncos did not look very impressive in their win over the Kansas City Chiefs that the Texans handled on the road not that long ago. I mean, there was a third-string quarterback for the Chiefs. Not like they had a lot of yardage or anything like that. But no. Patriots haven't played a lot of top teams this season. They finally play the Bills again, and the Bills take them a little more seriously. Texans own the Bills. It is open for them. Take care of business defensively on Saturday. I'm gonna feel pretty damn confident about their ability to, at the very least, get to the second round of the playoffs. Chris Partee, Paul Gallant, In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Up next, our lunchtime confessions, 713-572-4610. If you want to participate, that's how you call. That's how you text on YouTube at Sports Radio 610 Houston, on Twitch at 610 Houston.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Stick around.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, presented by the Men's Clinic on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Paul Gallant and Chris Partee in for John and Reggie. Colin Neal in for Figgy Fig behind the glass. Merry Christmas to one and all. Lunchtime confessions. I will start. So, I did a lot of packing to bring my stuff over to the girlfriend's house.
Oh, yeah.
Not that far away.
Yeah.
Over Christmas
packed
and the days
the cat
behind.
And everything.
Right. I brought a cat. I brought a prime rib.
That elusive prime rib.
I brought presents. I brought a lot of stuff.
Paul Gallant and prime rib. Name a better combination.
It was very
right?
good. It was very good. We got
was it good?
Over,
yeah.
So I'm going to make a sandwich with it later today.
Oh, you got some leftover.
Yeah. I got a lot left over. We didn't eat that much.
Really?
We did not eat that
was
much.
Was it just the two of you?
Just the two of
okay.
us. Yeah.
Prime rib sandwich. That sounds so good.
I'm, right? I'm
really
excited for that later. There was one thing, though, that I forgot.
Come on, Paul.
I forgot change of clothes for
what?
Friday. I'm literally wearing what I wore yesterday for Christmas because I wore yesterday what I wore for Christmas because I forgot to bring a bunch of like collared shirts and pants.
Yeah.
So I'm wearing something I got for Christmas because I didn't have any shirts left. And I was too lazy to go back to my home and actually get changed and shower and look all proper coming in on this Friday. Got to get down on Friday, football Friday with Texans and Chargers and the showdown of the AFC playing tomorrow.
You were just coming to do a radio show, that's all.
That's my confession. I'm a dirty man wearing clothes I wore yesterday.
A dirty man.
Okay, but...
With a lot of swamp ass right now.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Swamp ass.
Sorry for whoever. Sorry, Clint, or whoever's sitting in here when they come in on afternoons.
Oh, goodness.
A dirty man has been sitting here. He's got all sorts of cat hair on the brand new sweater his girlfriend got him for Christmas. And yeah, here we are.
I want to wipe that chair down before you come in, Clint.
Yeah, I need like a little windy gear.
No, they're out at Twin Peaks.
Oh, so they're good. Today, okay, so. Good. Just let it fester. It's just going to fester.
You have to let it fester.
Over the weekend.
You have to. So that's my confession. I'm nasty right now.
Just nasty guy over here.
Sorry, bro.
That's all right.
Hopefully, I don't smell.
You're not
sorry.
I'm a little congested anyway, so I wouldn't know the difference. I would never know the difference.
I just sprayed Febreze on myself before I came over. Febreze. You know? That's what you
got
to do.
I got you right here, Paul. If you need it, I got it right here.
You do? Okay, cool. If I don't smell good, we can douse me in more Febreze as the show goes along.
The fact that y'all have air freshener in the producer studio. Just,
what's that for?
Exactly.
What's that for?
What y'all farting? Hey, farting all day in here?
It's a little musty in here sometimes.
It gets a little musty.
Musty.
That's what he says.
That's a term.
All right. Okay.
What you got? What you got, Chris?
I'll be calling. That's fine.
You're forgetting. We're crossing out my C's. That's the third effing show in a row.
It happens.
No, it doesn't.
We both got C's and S's in our name. No, he doesn't have an S. Just Colin. What's wrong with you?
I mean, my middle name is James, so I technically do have an S.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Typical Irish
name. I am going to confess that. I really don't feel that bad about it, but unfortunately, I realize that I am a re-gifter.
A re-gifter?
I'm not saying I do it all the time, but I've done it.
What did you re-gift?
May have been a sweater.
Well, if you're not a sweater guy, then...
May have been a sweater.
That's generous
that
of
I
you.
Just didn't have the heart to tell someone that... I'm not really digging this.
Did you give this sweater back to someone who might be around the person who gave you the sweater?
They shouldn't be.
Oh, so it's not out of the realm of possibility.
It's not out of the realm of possibility,
that this re-gifted sweater finds its way towards...
They shouldn't be...
The person who gifted it.
...crossing paths anytime soon.
Anytime
at
soon.
At least.
Okay.
What happens 5 years from now, not my problem.
We'll see.
Maybe even 5 months. Whatever. But yes, I am a re-gifter. I've actually done it more than once. I've done it with socks as well.
You re-gifted socks?
Yeah.
Were they used?
Now, that was years ago.
Were they laundered? It would be really funny. You re-gifted used socks that you never laundered. Just like the most hateful, petty thing you could do. You're giving it to somebody you don't like.
I did not do that.
Okay,
no.
Good.
I'm not that hateful.
Hey,
all right?
Listen.
I'm not that hateful, but I am a re-gifter,
I got no issue with re-gifting. You know?
I've done it. Wasn't that an episode of Seinfeld, the re-gifting?
I think probably.
I think it was.
It's a generous thing. You're giving something that you have away. And you know what? With the consumerism making Christmas perhaps lose a little bit of its meaning, like I learned in the Jim Carrey version of the Grinch, which seemed to be a commentary on commercialism. Well, maybe, just maybe, re-gifting should be a normalized thing, Chris Partee.
Well, thank you, Paul. Maybe I did the right thing then.
You did do the right thing. And you save some dollars.
I just hope those people aren't listening right now.
The financially responsible thing to do, and the generous thing to do.
To re-gift.
Right, you gave something that was yours. You gave the sweater off of your back.
Off of my back.
Not literally. That would be really funny.
I never wore it. Never wore it once.
It's a Seinfeld spit. It's a Seinfeld bit. These are my confessions. Colin, what you got?
I'm tired. That's my confession. All right. No.
Yes, I mean, I would be amazed if you weren't tired right now with all the hours you've been working here.
No,
I hope you're getting overtime.
Oh, I'm good, man. I'm good. But I will say, after Christmas, I don't really enjoy the holiday season as much as I used to, mainly because it's when things get very busy.
Yeah.
Now that I'm an adult post-college.
Exactly.
It's
stressful.
Adulting, sir.
I will say, though, now that Christmas Day has gone and passed, and the only thing standing in between us and 2026 is New Year's Day. I don't know why I feel more relaxed after Christmas Day, but I feel so much more relaxed after Christmas Day. And
less pressure.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. I don't know. I maybe some people like still feel pressure, or they're like, oh, come on, man. Christmas Day, holiday season, you're stressful. What's wrong with you? Well, it's just like, you know, especially working in the industry we work in.
Yeah.
It can be a little bit stressful.
But sometimes. Also, let me ask you, do you have a big family? Like, yes. Do you have like a lot of family kind of in the area?
So, actually, funny you say that.
See?
Guess what I have to do after?
That's what I
guess what I have to do after this. I'm driving my ass 4 hours up north to Hillsboro.
I knew it. Yeah. But that's usually where a lot of the pressure comes from, is from family.
Yeah, that's, I mean, but hey, I'm happy to see them regardless.
Luckily for me, most of mine is on the West Coast. I ain't got to deal with their asses.
Oh, wow.
Not in person.
Okay. We're learning things about you. So the family's far away and you're cool with the distance. I like to be around my family around Christmas time, but as a child of divorce, it's been a really long time since I've had the traditional, this is Christmas with my mom,
yeah,
my dad, and my sister. It's been a very long time. Hell, it's rare that I even see both of them on a same holiday. You know, I think I've seen all of them together 3 times in the last 20 years. Maybe 4.
Yeah.
I mean, so I actually miss being around family. Yeah. I would like to have that pressure on me. I have a little bit less pressure on myself now that, you know, when you're living far away from
family.
Welcome
to my world.
But I miss it. I do like to be around everybody around the holidays. But I will say, even if I didn't have like my authentic family, one of my best friends, his family has welcomed me into the last couple of holiday celebrations that they had. That's the best part about Houston. Everyone's so welcoming here. And I was yesterday at a Christmas celebration. And they had a limoncello contest. Have you ever had that before?
Mm-mm.
It's like a lemon liqueur that very big in Italian culture.
Sounds good.
The cake, right?
Yeah, sort of. But I like it to taste like gasoline, not like cake. But,
yes, it does.
Gasoline.
It's a very lemony, like, not sweet necessarily, but it's just an after eating, like, sipping alcoholic drink.
So after dinner.
It's like a dessert drink, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
sounds good.
So we did. They did a competition there, and I did not participate as a judge this year, but last year I did, and it is very funny because they take it very seriously.
Really?
People are like, he can't be a judge again! He can't be a judge again! It's like, I don't want to be a judge again. There's so much pressure.
Oh, who did you upset last year
as a judge? No one, because I graded it honestly. People thought I was going to pick my friend's limoncello. I think I had him in third place of all the four.
Damn.
Some robbery involved.
Yeah. Well, they thought there might be a little robbery involved. But yeah, no pressure for me. But
if you have to bribe in a limoncello contest.
Right? Hey, come on now. What are we doing here?
I would take a bribe, though. You know? Times are tough.
Hey, I'm
a substitute radio host right now.
I'm not above it. I would take a bribe, too.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not above it.
Listen, I could be easily bought off. Now more than ever, I will be bought off.
Pass a few bucks.
Please buy me off. I want you to buy me off. Tell me what to be bought off for. I'll do it.
Right?
I'll sell my soul so quick. It's not even going to cost you that much. It's not even going to cost you. Just tell me what I need to do.
Somebody help Paul out. Yeah. Buy him off.
Yeah. Lunchtime confessions in the loop, Sports Radio 610. What other confessions do I have? I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I don't want to use this as a replacement for going to confession as part of the Catholic Church in the way that it's respected. Other confessions that I have. I do feel guilty that I did not get a lot of gifts for my family, my significant others. I got it for my girlfriend. I got gifts for my girlfriend.
Okay.
I got gifts for my nephew and my niece. That's it. Everyone else is getting a card. Dad.
There's nothing wrong
with
that.
Mom.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Stepdad.
That's fine.
Sister. Cousins. Step-siblings. Yeah, that's it. Sorry. You're getting a card. You're getting a card that I will eventually send, but... To be determined.
Send eventually send.
Yeah.
What will they get
it's
it?
It's a
by,
New Year's card. So.
I was gonna say, will they get it by New Year's? That's only a few days away now.
I know. See now.
Think
I got
about
stress
that.
On me. That's the stress.
Now he's got the stress.
I might have to do that today.
He's got
tomorrow.
The stress now.
Yeah, okay, for context reasons. You have a cat, right?
I do.
What's the cat's name?
Aria.
Aria.
What did Aria get?
Shout out to
Christmas?
Aria. Yeah, nothing. What'd you get, Aria? Hold on, Paul. Hold on.
You got nothing.
You didn't get Aria nothing?
No, it's a cat.
Really?
It's a cat.
Come on, man.
I don't got to get... Guess what I have lying about my girlfriend's place right now where my cat is hiding because she doesn't want to interact with the other animals. There's a bunch of gift wrapping. There's a bunch of ribbons and stuff. She can play with that.
So that's her gift.
Yeah, all the cats are excited about that. Come on. That's a gift.
They do like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's true.
Cats are not, they don't appreciate bleep, you know?
They don't.
The dog would appreciate a toy, I guess, but even them, not that much.
Let me tell you.
Something with catnip in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're good.
Yeah.
She'll love it.
Nah.
She'll be high all the time.
I mean, we did.
Already is.
Acting crazy.
We did give our four English Staffordshire Bull Terriers bones with, like, I guess it's like,
there you go.
Like a butt, like a bone that's edible, like butter or something on the
nice.
Inside. Mm. Yeah, they.
I kind of want it. I'm starving right now.
The
sounds good.
I'm a little hungry too.
I'll eat dog food.
That's another confession.
For a bribe, yeah.
Another confession. Paul would eat dog food.
Yeah. The funny thing is, two of the dogs are puppies, and the two others are mom and dad. They all literally went to like separate areas of like the you know the premises because they. And if one of them got close, stay away. They're very appreciative, but they're very stingy about who goes near their stuff. I try to go near it, and no.
Oh, they're possessive.
Yes, possessive. That's the word I
was looking for.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Dogs do that, but at least the dogs got something.
Merry Christmas, dogs! Good. Yeah, they got something.
We also celebrate their birthdays with cake, so...
Oh, so they got like these are spoiled dogs.
You know what? Yes, when I was married, me and my ex-wife had a little mini schnauzer, and we get her little birthday cakes for her birthday.
Little puppy.
We would get her presents, you know, stuff for Christmas, whatever. Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, I have a little bit of a heart. Had one. She took that too.
He is Chris Partee. He doesn't have a heart. I'm Paul Gallant. We're sitting in for John and for Reggie in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Colin Neal, hardest working man at 610. Sitting in for Figgy Fig. 713-572-4610 to call to text. We do have a couple of people waiting on hold to talk about Texans and Chargers tomorrow. Big game for the Texans. We trust the defense. Is the offense going to give us more? And can they overcome this big problem tomorrow? We'll discuss that in more. Stay put.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all, and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Dicker the kicker. Between the hashes with the spot, J.K. Scott will hold as the Chargers get the block kick here. And it's batted down by Dicker, and the Texans are on the move with it. It's still alive, being brought back across the 30, 20, 10. D'Angelo Russ all the way to the house as the Texans get two.
That was the funniest play from Texans Chargers in the playoffs last year. The Texans won 32-12. As someone who is a big fan of Cameron Dicker, hung out with him once. Really cool guy. Yeah, when he was with the Rams, one of my buddies had a suite at a Dodgers game, mm-hmm. and we hung out with him. He was so cool. Nice. He was a really nice guy, also funny. Seeing Cameron Dicker though in that spot get hit the way that he got hit, it's one of the funniest yet violent moments I can remember. There's something about
laughing at his misery.
A kicker getting lit up. There's something funny about it.
There is usually something funny about that.
Remember in the 2006 Pro Bowl when the late Sean Taylor assassinated punter Brian Moorman?
Oh, my goodness.
This was perhaps the only thing that is comparable to that moment in time because the kick gets blocked. It was an extra point. This is right after the Chargers got that 86-yard touchdown from Ladd McConkey. It gets blocked. And Dicker tries to knock it down on the ground, and as he knocks it down on the ground, he just gets flattened. And the next thing you know, the Texans player is picking it up and running it back for two.
Guys look forward to that. Like
a kill shot on a kicker?
To get a free kill shot at a quarterback and a kicker. Kicker, punter, you know, same, whatever.
Was it ever?
They look forward to that. They do.
Was it ever explained why he tried to bat it away like that?
Does he know why he tried to bat it away?
Well, I don't know. If you bat it down,
to bat it out of bounds,
if
or,
you bat it down on the ground, as opposed to it gets caught mid-flight, there's a chance it doesn't get picked up and returned.
Yeah.
But yeah, he should have probably caught it and just gone down to the ground.
Yeah, just go down.
And he might have even gotten to an unnecessary rough. This defenseless receiver kind of play on it. I don't know. Like on the kickoff.
Defenseless punter.
But no, I feel for Cameron Dicker in that moment right there. Friend by association.
Yeah, friend. No, he's a friend of Paul Gallant now. He's a friend of Paul.
He's friends with one of my friends.
That's his buddy.
Yeah.
If he's friends with one of your friends, that makes you his friend.
You just said you were hobnobbing with him in the damn suite.
I mean, listen.
Okay, hey, that's a friend, right?
We were there. He was
cool. Did you talk to him?
I talked to him a little bit, yeah, for sure.
That sounds like a friend, doesn't it, Colin?
You got a friend in me.
Yes.
We always draft Cameron Dicker early in our fantasy football
draft. Are you serious?
And we FaceTime him to see if he'll pick up when we do it.
And he never picks up.
Sometimes he does.
Does he?
He's a cool dude.
That's a friend.
This is not helping your case. Paul.
No, this is not helping your case.
I'm not saying I'm a friend, but I love Cameron.
But
Dicker,
he's your friend,
and I feel bad. He's not my friend. he would not say he's my friend. I doubt he even remembers my name. But that was a cool. He's a cool dude, and that moment was a funny moment in last year's playoff game. It was the funniest moment from the game. Texans Chargers tomorrow. Chris, I've gotten to a point, and we talked about this in one of the commercial breaks. I feel like I'm in a edition of Groundhog Day when it comes to the Texans.
Yes.
I feel like I keep saying the same thing over and over again about the Texans. So I'm going to turn this open to the people at 713-572-4610. You can call in. You can text in as well.
Come on, people.
What are you most sick of saying about the 2025 to 2026 Houston Texans at this point in the year? Because I know for me, it's, I want the offense to do better. I want the offense to take steps forward.
Be more consistent.
I want C.J. Stroud to be consistent. I want Nick Haley, the offensive coordinator, to be consistent. I don't want them to make mistakes. I don't want them to be bad in the red zone. These are the things I feel like we're asking every single week, and there's still time, I guess, for them to dot the I's and cross the T's by season's end. But I'm tired of saying the same things over and over again.
Yeah.
It's Groundhog Day. It's crazy. Live, Die, Repeat, or whatever the Tom Cruise movie was. Edge of Tomorrow. That's where I'm at. 713-572-4610 to call to text. Dave has been patiently waiting on hold in Humble. Dave, what's up, dog?
What's up, Dave?
Hey, what's going on, guys? What's up, Pauly G? Yo. My favorite, my man.
What up, dog? Merry Christmas.
What up?
Happy New
Merry
Year.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy New Year.
All the good stuff.
Everything's good, including my Houston Texans, man. I want them to be in the Super Bowl just like you guys are. And without Kansas City and without those Buffalo and the what's that other team?
All those forgettable teams because of how the Texas defense is playing so well right now.
Exactly. Exactly. All we need to do is hope that C.J. Stroud runs with his legs.
Uses his leg a little
all
more.
All he needs to do is make plays with his legs, get some 15, 20, 35-yard runs, and we'll be okay. I mean, the defense is the defense. They're going to make plays on defense. I like Amari Lassiter, and I like Daryl Stingley Jr. These two guys have made plays on the back end all season long, and I like that. And I like the pass rushes, too, with Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter. I would like them to continue to harass the hell off of Justin Herbert.
For sure.
I would like that very much.
And I think they're going to have a chance
to
do it.
I would think the Texans will win.
We'll see what happens, Dave. Appreciate the phone call. Chargers are now 1.5-point favorites. The line's been flipping on this a little bit.
I thought it went up to 2.
Is it up to 2 now?
That's what Sean was saying this morning.
Well, maybe it is. Yeah.
The last time I checked, and that was a couple of hours ago, it was 1.5. It seems like it's been moving a little bit. And
yeah.
It's a tricky game because both the Chargers and Texans' offensive lines are really banged up right now. Justin Herbert is banged up. But the Chargers, even with Herbert banged up and the offensive line banged up, are playing really well right now.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, the Texans are in the midst of a 7-game winning streak. It is the best game, I think, of the weekend. Someone texted in from the 281. No way to watch the game Saturday if you don't have the NFL Network. No, it will be on CBS. Shout out to the local TV affiliates
here
in town, because on some of the games that have been available only on streaming, for example, the Thursday night game against the Bills on Amazon Prime, that game was actually broadcast locally. They have been putting it on the over-the-air old school, you can watch with an antenna, television channels for every single game this year. So I guess
as they should.
I'm guessing that this is a local NFL market deal where the games that are seemingly games you can only watch on streaming, at least in the regular season,
you can watch in your market.
They will be available for you for free, which has always been the best part of the NFL.
Yeah.
It's starting to change a little bit, though. Not all the games.
Not just a little bit, man. Yeah. It's changing a lot.
You had Netflix games yesterday. You had Prime games yesterday. Yeah. You gotta, it really does.
It's 2025, or basically 2026 now, y'all.
Because I had, and I'm sure a lot of people are in the same boat, and I'm very thankful that Space City Home Network is now available direct to consumer, but because of the way things were, if you were cutting the cord, you were probably paying more than you would have been for cable to have the Space City Home Network. Because Fubo TV was charging an arm and a leg, your firstborn child, your pets, the blood of your enemies. There's a lot of things that you need to give to Fubo TV to be able to watch those games. It's an outrageous amount of money. So I'm waiting. I'm excited. I think I'm going to be dropping Fubo TV in the very near future.
I have
$150 a quarter. Or $150 a month.
It's YouTube TV.
$450 a quarter.
I have YouTube TV.
Is it good?
It is. It's not. It's not as much as Fubo, but it's close.
Okay.
It's approaching.
Yeah, but
close to $100 a month.
It's a much better product.
Which one?
YouTube TV.
You think so?
Yeah.
I've ever done a trial with Fubo.
It was not fun, to say the least, though, when ESPN and YouTube TV had that whole
couple months
spec.
Ago. Yeah, it was not fun.
It turned out, though, that it was Espen that was the one.
It was definitely Espen.
Yeah. It's if there is someone named Espen out there, not you, I promise.
Might be you too, Espen.
Fubo, I'm dealing with this right now.
What?
And thankfully, I have Peacock, which you have to have to stream NBC things.
Fubo, I have a login. I have someone's login to Peacock.
So nice. Yeah. I have one that's
I have a lot of those too.
Allegedly.
I have one somehow. It's one of these things where you there's so many different accounts you need to have to get everything.
Yes.
So Fubo TV used to have all the sports, and they used to pat themselves on the back, or the sports streaming app. But now, one, they don't have TNT or TBS.
Yeah,
you have to have that. HBO Max or something like that to heard be able to watch that. Those. And now they don't have NBC anymore.
Oh,
so one of the major channels, Sunday Night Football, you can't watch Sunday Night Football on Fubo TV anymore. Yeah, it's ridiculous. You should be able to watch it. So I have to.
As much as you're paying for that, yeah, you should be able to watch it.
Right. That's where I'm like, it's the principle here. If I'm paying this much a month, why do I not have every single channel available to me? But there's like these stupid little things, and they're all. I think they're all working with each other. And like, it won't be funny.
Of course they are.
They make you have to subscribe for that and for that. You know, isn't that funny? Isn't that amazing?
More money in our pockets.
Sons of biscuits. Those sons of biscuit-eating bulldogs.
How dare they?
It is a Football Friday. Texans Chargers is tomorrow. We've been saying the same thing over and over about the Texans. Their offense needs to be more consistent. The defense needs to keep it up. What are the other things that you are tired of saying over and 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 over again?
Paul, let me ask you this. What do you think it's going to take for us? You mentioned CJ running more, using his legs more. I think Dave mentioned that, right?
Yep.
What is it going to take for him to do that? Because this has kind of been a knock on him for a while, that he won't use his legs a little more because he can.
It's going to be tricky because of the way the offensive line is set up. But I do think that from time to time, Chris, to what you're saying, yeah, he should think with his feet more. He is faster than he thinks he is sometimes. I wonder if he is as confident in his own speed as he should be. Because you watch...
faster than other people think he is.
For sure, and he is. That's what I mean. But does he think he's fast? Because I think, you know, anyone who's played the game before, no matter what level you're at,
yeah,
like, you generally have an idea of what limitations you might have as a ball carrier or something like that. I know that as a ball carrier in high school, low-level high school in football in Florida, I always was like, I'm just going to take the yards I can get. I'm not good enough to do all the things that I possibly can. Does CJ think
that... No juke stick.
CJ might think from time to time at the NFL level, hey, if I'm trying to run here, like I'm just not going to get that far.
Yeah.
And I am better for my team if I hang in there and try to make a play downfield. But that goes back to all the things that we keep on wondering about CJ Stroud. Can he do what the offense asks him to do, which is sometimes to the death by a thousand cuts offense, take what's available to him.
Sometimes that's available.
With his feet.
To
right.
run.
Right.
Sometimes the play is not even there.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there's no play there to be made.
And the interesting thing is, CJ has acknowledged this a lot. He's talked about how he could use his feet a little bit more.
Okay.
He doesn't, though.
So if he knows it, why aren't we seeing it? That's my question. If you know that you could use your feet a little more when the opportunity arises, why aren't we seeing it?
Yeah.
Come to fruition. I mean, I think that could help them out of a lot of – that could help sustain a lot more drives. Let's put it like that.
Does someone need to just be in his head yelling, run, run, from the press box? Does the headset communication, does that cut off as the play begins? I think it does.
No, I think it cuts off like with 5 seconds left on the clock or
something like that.
Yeah.
It's pretty. But it would be, I mean, maybe, I don't know, you do a little New England Patriots, you rewire some things so that you can have CJ here in the middle of a play to run. And you have one of the coaches in the headset, you're like, run! Run, CJ, run!
The run coach. We're just going to have the run coach.
Yeah.
This is what you do all game.
Like he's
tell CJ to run when he needs to run.
Like he's a person watching a horror movie. He just
run!
Run! You got to run! Michael Myers is right behind you.
He's behind you.
Run!
Don't fall!
Run! What are you doing? Run, idiot! You stupid idiot, run! What if they had someone like that? Would that help CJ run a little little bit more?
I think that's a pretty innovative idea, Paul. I do. I think it's an innovative idea.
Run, CJ, run now!
Hey, you know what? You might be that guy.
I could do that. Listen, I'm looking
full-time gig?
Looking for work.
Hey, you could be that guy.
You stupid idiot, run! I could have gotten that! I played high school football in Florida! I'm kidding, everybody.
Hey, seven!
It would be nice.
Hey, exactly. Hey, seven.
It would be nice.
Funny.
Hey, seven. What's that from?
Oh, it's in the hotkeys right here. I think it's from Friday Training Night Camp.
It's from a movie, yeah.
No, it's Kaylee.
Oh, that's Nick Kaylee.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Kaylee.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
It's in the hotkey. Hey, seven, Kaylee.
So he's doing it. He's already
Well, somebody's telling him. That's the guy. He took your job, man.
I think it's from training camp.
I thought I was going to be employed again. I mean, and then thankful there's just Sports Radio 610.
Yes.
Because I am technically employed. But you want a full-time job?
Right. Who doesn't?
Yeah. That would be a great full-time job for me.
Run! Run!
Just run!
Just run!
He's Chris Partee. I'm Paul Gallant. We got Colin Neal behind the glass in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Stick around.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.